This is Rhema for Today.
Keep your vision fixed on the Word of God. Keep your vision fixed on Jesus. You see, if you keep your vision fixed on this Word, you're going to keep your vision fixed on Jesus, because He's the living Word. And the written Word has been given to us to unveil to us the living Word. And you really can't know the living Word, the Lord Jesus, like you should if you don't know the written Word and walk in the light of the written Word.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. We went into Rhema's vault and chose Kenneth E. Hagin's teaching, Incline Thine Ear. This will be a great week of teaching. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's radio offer. Right now, here's Kenneth E. Hagin with today's message.
Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20 through verse 22. My son, attend to my words. Incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. For they, my words, are life unto those that find them, and health. My words are health to all their flesh. Hallelujah. And in the margin of my King James translation said, my words are medicine to all their flesh. Praise God. Amen?
Amen.
My words are medicine to all their flesh. That means from the top of your head to the soles of your feet.
That's right.
Praise God. This is one medicine to work for everything. Some medicines in the natural not work for everything. Of course, you know that. And sometimes there's some reaction, the wrong kind of reaction from some of it. But there will never be any kind of reaction, wrong reaction from this.
Yes.
Amen. Because it's medicine or health to all your flesh. God's Word. We know, of course, that God heals in various ways and means and methods. And a lot of times, you know, there are gifts of the Spirit, gifts of healings. Special faith, the power gifts that are in operation. A lot of times people are waiting for those things to be made manifest. And sometimes they are and sometimes they aren't. Because it's not according to man's will whether they're manifested or not. It's according to the will of God or the will of the Spirit. Because the 11th verse of that 12th chapter, 1 Corinthians said, all these worketh that one and self same Spirit, dividing to every man, what? Dividing the manifestation. To every man as the Spirit wills. But you see, what happens to us a lot of times is that we wait on that which may happen or may not happen, but God's Word always works. I said, God's Word always works. And so here again, we find that God tells us exactly how to have life and how to have health. So He must want us to have both of them, or He wouldn't have told us how to arrive. Amen?
Amen?
He must want us full of life, and I believe that's both spiritual and physical. And He wants us to be full of healing or health. Praise God. I believe that's God's desire for all of His children. You know, after all, He'd be unlike any other father if He didn't. I mean, how many of us desire for our children that they be sickly? You know any of them? Any fathers in the natural? I don't know any of you. Well, He'd be out of step with all the universe that He created. But thank God, in His great love and in His great provision, He's made provision for us to walk in life, eternal life. Praise God. And not only that, but to walk in healing and health. So then He tells us how to take our medicine. Medicine won't work for you if you don't take it right. First He said, attend to my words. That means put my words first. Give my words undivided attention. That means everything else out, God's Word in. Second, He said, drink it in through the ear gate. Incline thine ear unto my sayings. Open your ears to what God has to say. Close your ears to everything else. And then notice this, that the next verse says, Let them not depart from before thine eyes. You're to look as well as listen. Keep your vision fixed on the Word of God. Keep your vision fixed on Jesus. You see, if you keep your vision fixed on this Word, you're going to keep your vision fixed on Jesus, because He's the living Word. And the written Word has been given to us to unveil to us the living Word. And you really can't know the living Word, the Lord Jesus, like you should if you don't know the written Word and walk in the light of the written Word. Now, it's amazing to me the thinking of some people that are Christians. No doubt about what they're Christians, born again, Spirit-filled, all right. But to we people who put such, like a minister said to me, we people who put such emphasis on the Word. Well, the Word of God. You know, after all, God said in the Old Testament, Scripture said that He has magnified His Word above His name. The Bible said the entrance of His words giveth light. Hallelujah. And so a minister said to me, well, now if you put such emphasis on the Word of God, you see, the Bible, in other words, you know, are you taking away from Jesus? How in the world could you take away from Jesus by putting emphasis, praise God, on the book that's written about Him? See, isn't that stupid thinking? So therefore, you shouldn't magnify the Word, you see, because you may get people to attention diverted from Jesus. How are you going to get acquainted with Jesus except through the Word and through prayer? Smith Wigglesworth made this statement. He said, get acquainted with God and get acquainted with the Lord Jesus Christ through the Word. He's everything the Word says He is. And so you see, really, the Lord, they think, you know, that, well, now we're putting our vision on Jesus, you know, out here apart from the Word. And so Jesus never means to them all that He wants to, for the simple reason that you learn about Jesus, He's everything the Word says He is. Amen?
Yes.
I said amen?
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. So you see, a lot of times people's wrong thinking that sounds very religious and awfully good can rob them of benefits God wants them to have. And this minister said to me, I mean, face to face, you know, he said, well, some folks feel like, you know, that you, by putting such emphasis on the Word of God, magnifying the Word of God, you know, that you're taking away from Jesus. Shouldn't you magnify Jesus? Well, you see, I wouldn't even know who I am in Him. Though I may be born again, though I may know Him and love Him and appreciate Him, I'll never know who I am in Him without getting into the written Word. For it's in here that I find out, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. And you see, if I go on thinking, I'm still the same old creature. And if you talk to those folks, you'll find out that's the way they think. Still the same old creature was, you know, just got forgiveness of my sins. But I just have to go through life and sort of lump it and do the best I can, you know. In the sweet by and by, it'll all be over. But oh, thank God. Thank God, get into the Word and find out who you are in Christ and who Christ is in you. Amen.
Amen.
And you see, you could just on Jesus, apart from the Word now, just on the person, the personality of the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, I love Him, sure, and I do too. Glory to God. Amen. And so I honor and worship and adore Him, the person, the Lord Jesus Christ. But I also honor and worship and adore the Word of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. In the name of Jesus. But you see, if I don't know the Word, I don't emphasize the Word, I just sort of try to fix my gaze out here on Jesus in the unseen world somewhere or another. Then I won't find out, you know, that the greater one's in me. How am I going to find out who's in me? Thank God it's in the written Word I find out. Greater is He that's in you than he that's in the world. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. Well, that's the reason that we're to look at what this verse said. Let them, plural, my words, my sayings, not depart from before your eyes. Don't let them depart from before thy eyes. Then he said, keep them. Keep them, where? In the midst of thine heart, in the core of your being, the very center of your being, the midst of thine heart. You remember in the 119th Psalm, the 11th verse said, thy word, the psalm said, thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. And so, what is it that you're to hide in your heart? God's word or words. Where is it that you're to hide them? In your heart. For what purpose? For their life. Oh, glory to God. For what purpose? For they are life. They, plural, they, my words, are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. All right, that's the purpose. That's the end result of attending to his words, of inclining ear to his sayings, of letting them not depart from your eyes, for keeping them in the midst of your heart. The end result is life and health. Simple, isn't it? But profound. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. We're offering Lynette Hagin's DVD titled Facing Your Goliath. Next is Pastor Kenneth Hagin's CD entitled When the Enemy is Coming After You. We're also offering Kenneth E. Hagin's book entitled How to Fight the Good Fight of Faith. All these items at the special price of $25. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
You know, March 9 through 11, we're going to be down in High Springs, Florida for one of our Living Faith conferences.
Yes.
At Impact Family Church with Pastors Greg and Amy Anderson. And you can go to rhema.org/LFC
and
get all the information there.
That's right. And then on March the 12th through the 14th, that's Wednesday through Friday, we will have another Living Faith Conference at Apopka, Florida. That's at Word of Life Church, Apopka, Pastors Daryl and Lisa Morgan.
Hey, if you're in the area or know friends or people in the area, let them know that we're going to be in those areas. Or, hey, if you just want to have a good trip, hey, come on down there and be with us there in Florida.
Call 1-888-FAITH-99. That's toll-free, 1-888-FAITH-99. Tomorrow, Kenneth E. Hagin will continue his series, Incline Thine Ear. That's tomorrow on Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.